We are back with another episode of, well, first of all, let me introduce ourselves. I'm Robert Sawyer.
And I'm Mrs. Sawyer.
And we are the only black kids in the class. Tell them what the name means, because they seem to forget.
That's how we met. You're the one that has more of a story than I do.
Back in the day, we were in a class. Let's say there were 30 students. Mm-hmm. There were only two black kids. Guess what? We were the only black kids in the class. The podcast is for everybody.
Everybody.
We love the feedback that we're getting from everyone, even the people that tell me our show name is racist.
Yeah.
It's not, because the show is for everybody.
Yep.
But we have been, we were, and we always will be the only black kids in the class. All right. We got a lot in today's episode, and it's a lot of Ask the Black Kids. Listener submissions. We love it when you send it to us. So we got a little bit of microaggressions. We got some romance issues, relationship issues, some friendship drama. Okay. And then, of course, we still have a few Reddit stories. Most importantly, we have what everybody's here for.
What is that, babe?
You.
Aw, you're so sweet.
And, of course, some toxic confessions. So, you good?
I just want to
hop into it.
I'm ready to go.
All right, let's do it. And we're going to start with an email that I only got moments before we start. Like, I hit record, and we got this maybe 3-4 minutes ago.
Okay. So you haven't vetted it. Okay.
Well, no, but the reason why I'm starting with this one is because it's in response to a previous Ask the Black Kids. I don't remember the show name, but do you remember the young lady that wrote us saying, hey, is this a microaggression? We wanted to play our cultural music. I'm from Zimbabwe. Other kids are from South Africa.
The school.
Yeah.
Yes. I just heard that this week. Yeah. But I remember.
Here's the follow up. Thank you so much, because I actually thought I was in the wrong, and it seems I forgot to mention a few things. I live in Ireland, and the teacher in question is Irish, and our school does have a lot of different races and religions. And this is not the first time she has been reported for her racism, but the school just sweeps it under the rug.
Huh.
Last year, one of my friends had her for English, and they were reading the help in class. Because it was an excessive of the... can't say all that. Because it has an excessive amount of the N-word, she told the black kids in her class to tell her if they were uncomfortable with her saying it. And they did, after they realized whatever she got to that word, she would look at one of them as she was reading the word. Mm-hmm. She told them she can't help it, and it's not her fault the author included it. Mm. After being reported to the principal again, the two girls that reported her were suspended, and their parents were suggested they be put in anger management classes.
What?
As the teacher felt like she was being targeted.
What?
So first off, thank you for last week's Ask the Black Kid. And you gonna tell us the same person has been on that bullshit?
Oh, no.
A history?
No. Somebody needs to... How does that happen?
Because she's in Ireland.
Oh. But I don't understand. Just because the kids reported, they get suspended?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
They're aggressive. They're very aggressive.
Oh, no.
Because they felt like, she said, is this okay? They said, no, she did it anyway, and she's eyeing them. So therefore, they were aggressive. You don't see how it works?
I still don't understand how that...
Let me explain it out to you.
I still don't understand how that would be suspension, though.
They did nothing wrong.
They did nothing wrong.
She asked them to tell her if this makes them feel uncomfortable. They said, it makes us feel uncomfortable. She got in her feels.
Yeah.
Henceforth.
Yeah.
Though they did nothing wrong, they were labeled aggressive.
Huh.
And that shit's cool.
No, that's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
That's not cool
at all. Actually, the same thing happened to me. But you know what? Let's not make it about me. Do you remember I suspected they were in a city?
Yeah.
I'm getting very hot because I'm getting very upset. That's crazy.
They need an advocate. Like, that's ridiculous,
honey. In particular, she's in Ireland.
I know. I don't even know anything about that.
Okay, think of it like this: in this country, we had a civil rights movement, and we still deal with that bullshit.
Yes.
What do you think the civil rights movement in Ireland was like? I don't know. Feel free to write me and correct me.
That's a terrible situation to be in. And so the parents know about it. They would need to anger management classes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'll even take it a step further. Not to suggest there's a system-wide issue with Ireland, because I really don't know.
I don't know anything about Ireland.
would there be understanding? Because think about it, the teacher said, let me know if this makes you uncomfortable. It makes us uncomfortable anyway. So would there even be an understanding in play of why the kids are uncomfortable? I mean, she obviously knew why to ask.
But why did she ask then if she wasn't going to do anything about it? So to me, that's like the definition.
Because she knew ain't shit going to happen.
No, and she knew she feels a certain kind of way. So she's inferring her feel anyways. She's feeling a way about saying it too. She's either enjoying it.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio and Django Unchained.
She doesn't, or she feels like bad about it, but she, like, why?
Well, she don't feel that bad.
Why can't they read something else?
Hey, you know, it's not her fault. The author put it in there.
But she chose the book.
We don't know that.
Someone chose the book.
It could be required reading.
Okay.
So you're saying they should ban the book?
I'm not saying
because you are from book. Florida, so I know that's what y'all like I to
mean,
do.
Charlotte Swepp got banned, so.
What happened? They don't like pigs that talk?
I don't know. I don't know. So,
Charlotte's Web got banned?
I believe so.
I mean, damn. Y'all hate reading and education.
I believe so.
So, a menagerie of issues.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's your last year. I remember that from the last letter. So,
yeah.
Hang in there and feel free to return to your home country to go to school or just go anywhere else where you are accepted. Not tolerated. Accepted. Which is crazy because, you know, I've been seeing on TikTok, you know, there's that meme where the guy's like, but do they like? Y'all know what he says. And apparently Ireland loves the blacks. Loves the blacks.
That's what I'm saying. Like there may be some point of like advocacy there. But I think vocalizing, at least they're not being quiet about it. I just hate that they were suspended.
Yes.
So at least they're vocalizing it. You can't make people change or do anything ever. But you've taken ownership and accountability to voice concern. And that's really all you can do. And sometimes it's a winning situation, sometimes it's not. So kudos for voicing the discomfort or, you know, the wrongdoing. But at the same time, like, just be a learning lesson. That's just really how the world is. I want
to double down on that for you.
Yes.
A lot of times when people look back, they feel, I should have done more.
Yeah.
You and your friends in this story are doing the more that you need to do. Yeah. It's not being respected, and that's not on you, but you're taking the advocacy for yourself, and you are standing up for yourself as your friends are as well. And we wish you the best, and we hope you keep watching when you're in uni next year and hopefully in a much more inviting environment.
Yes, and just know that that's probably not the last time you'll have to face that because it never stops. But at the same time, it gives you a little relief that you did something about it. And two, it'll just help you deal with it again because it will happen again.
You ready for some more Ask the Black Kids listener submissions?
What's
before
next?
We get too far, I want to invite all of you to, like your fellow classmates, send us those emails.
We want to hear from you.
We want to hear about the microaggressions, the relationships, the family, the entitled people, the workplace. We love it. That's what we do. That's why we're here.
You have community here, so it's open. You're allowed to save space, put out there what you're dealing with.
Even if you're blonde hair, blue eyes, and in Ireland.
Absolutely.
Even if you're from Zimbabwe and in Ireland.
Yes.
In Ireland. Even if you're, I don't know, 6 feet tall and in Ireland. No matter where you are, you're one of the classmates. Keep rocking with us. So email us, asktheblackkids@gmail.com. Let's get into another one. I have not vetted any of these.
Okay.
Again, I am a therapist. I'm not your therapist. Seek mental health advice from your mental health advisor or professional. If you need to know where to go, Psychology Today is a good start where you can find someone in your area. Everything we say is entertainment.
Yep. Edutainment.
Edutainment. I have not read these at all. I've read the titles. I do not know what they say.
Now let's go. Let's get it raw.
I want to remain anonymous, please.
Okay.
Okay. Hello. Thank you for taking the time to read my email. Been married for under 5 years, and my wife always had a low sex drive, but it has gotten worse in the last 2 years of being together. If I ask to have sex 9 out of 10 times, the answer is no for various reasons. And usually when we do, it's on her terms, so I just stop asking for sex.
Oh.
Sometimes I have to wait up to 5 to 8 weeks before she might be in the mood, and sometimes when she does ask, I say no, because I'm tired of it usually being on her terms. Am I the asshole for doing this? For context, she is a good woman, and our relationship wasn't built on sex because I love the person that she is. But since I always had the high sex drive, now it's starting to bother me since the intimacy has dropped so low. I know having a child can change things, but I didn't ever imagine the sex would drop this low. Wow. This is a common thing.
Yeah.
Because we just had this a previous episode, and we've discussed it several episodes now.
Yeah, and it's like this is like the part people don't talk about, right? And she had a child. So, you know, I empathize with her going through whatever she's going through. She
as does he, though.
He does, too. Like, she got hormonal things. It might be physical, whatever kind of thing. What I would offer, and this is not from a therapeutic place because you know more of that, just an advice from talking to people and hearing this theme repeat itself. It's really the communication part, right? To try to see if there's something there. Maybe create an environment where it's more like conducive for both, right? A shared when they can both fill in the mood for that sort of thing. And just really be vocal about it and find like discuss it. It's probably not the easiest of conversations, but to have that conversation and then like actually try to do it. I mean, like, I've even met with like I've had coworkers where they actually schedule when they're going to be intimate. Mm-hmm. And as crazy as it sounds, like, oh, I don't want to just do this like function. And it was a man that told me that. Yeah. He said that at least it was like on the list and it was something they actually anticipated. Like it made the week better because they knew what was coming. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what worked for them. I'm sure other people like it to be spontaneous, but they talked about it. They agreed there was an issue and that's what they worked on to make it better. Right.
Good to know your coworkers, especially your coworkers are telling you about their sex lives. Love that for you. Love that.
Oh, they have an open environment to discuss a lot of things have come up. So that's what I would offer to have the discussion and try to come to some sort of consensual resolve.
In couples counseling, that is pretty much what I would say.
Oh, okay.
I would recommend couples counseling because it's a communication issue and it can be a medical issue. So the first thing we do is we rule out. So when's the last time she had a physical? You said that she had a baby. We don't know when she had the baby. How, you know, was it last week? Was it 2 years ago? Was it 20 years ago? We don't know. So a physical to rule out the medical side. And then I'm going to say talk to a counselor, not just because of a mental health issue. A lot of times people think that's too big. Most of the time in counseling, you're dealing with people who just have issues. We all have issues and we all have to have ways to communicate about them.
Yep.
And it gets very difficult to communicate about a number of things, especially when it comes to sex and intimacy. So you sound like you are concerned about her and you do want to have sex. And the part where you're asking, are you the asshole for saying no when she wants to have sex? I don't think you're an asshole whatsoever. I think it hurts. And then it hurts to feel as though, well, it's always no for me. And when the second you say yes, that doesn't feel fair. So it feels like both a rejection and kind of a control.
Yeah.
I've said in other episodes how the lower libido partner controls the frequency of sex. And when you have a mismatch of libidos, the only way to work that out is through the communication. So I highly, highly, highly encourage you guys to get that third impartial party that can sit and kind of get you to understand one another and translate one another's needs and expectations. So we can't tell her that she must have more sex and we can't tell you that you are wrong for wanting sex.
Or you have to do it when she wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In those regards, neither of you are wrong, but there has to be the world of some type of communication and or compromise for you guys to move forward. And I'm glad to hear that you guys have that love. So use that love and get into counseling to talk with someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish you well there.
I feel like when we do the Ask the Black Kids, I'm like way more like, okay, I care. But when it's all them Reddit ones, I'm like, Jesus.
Well, because there's no like,
These are real people.
I know we don't know. Yeah, like these are real. Like it's like you're part of this community, so we want to really help you out there the best way we can.
I want to be very respectful of people. Uh-huh. Remaining anonymous. However, the next one we're going to read is from the same person. Good morning to you. I appreciate the time you're taking to reading my email. I would like to stay anonymous. My mother-in-law can be very opinionated and tends to always give her two cents when it comes to me and my wife's marriage. And sometimes I feel like my wife never sees anything wrong in what her mom says. It feels like mom can do or say no wrong sometimes, and it's irritating the hell out of me. She might say something to my wife and she just takes it. But when she tries that with me, I'm very vocal and try to remain respectful in my replies, even though at times I want to curse her out. I can understand that. How do I better approach my wife to get her to see some of the wrong her mom says to her about us without her always assuming I'm trying to badmouth her mom when I comment on things I disagree with? With the knowledge that the previous one and this person's the same wife, same mother, I really do feel for you. I'm under the impression that it's all communication and relationship with you guys.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what I mean by that. A lot of times, you always hear people, you got to have communication and relationships. You have to have communication and relationships. And you do. But how do you have communication with no relationship? Some basic things I have done with people to get started. I'm not saying this is what you have to do, but here's an example of building a relationship. When it comes to families that I've worked with, I don't tell them, improve your communication and just talk more. Talk for 10 minutes. No, because they don't know how to do that.
Right.
I would tell a family, especially with younger children, really just any age, but start with a game. Start with Uno. Start with Connect Four. I don't usually recommend Monopoly because y'all get heated in Monopoly. But the goal isn't the game. The goal is the relationship you're getting by spending time together. And from that relationship building, the game is just an example. It might be something else for you guys. From that, you're having more time, hopefully more pleasant time. And from there, you have the pleasant time to build communication on the foundation of that. In your situation, it sounds like it's been going on for a while. The mom is out of pocket, but your issue isn't so much the mom. Your issue is that your wife's not seeing that what her mom is doing is rude.
I would also like, it's just that, you know, it's kind of hard, like, to only get the email, I get like all the context around it. Like, is the wife agreeing with the mom, or just the wife not saying anything and is allowing the mom to be?
I think that's inconsequential.
Yes and no. I agree with
ultimately you. The relationship issue is still there between him and his wife.
Correct. Right
now, if the wife is agreeing, the issue could be even more.
It would exacerbate it. But at the same time, if the wife is just so used to this, mm-hmm. and that is how she deals with her mom, like regardless if it was with her husband or not, mm-hmm. then I kind of feel like she may not even be aware mm-hmm. that she's doing that, because I've seen that mm-hmm. as well. Right, like that's their relationship. That's her mom. Right. Like she's like, that's that hierarchy mm-hmm. and my place is here and you're going to do that. And I don't address it. Right. And I think I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I'm saying for him, that might be something that he has to speak with her about, that she has to work on that with. Like, that's like a personal thing.
Yeah.
It's not on him. So more so what I'm saying is like, she's used to that. Like, she's almost like, that's just the way that the relationship is.
Okay.
And that's how they've gone. But what he's saying is, even if that's the relationship, that's not okay with me. Mm-hmm. Right? And so he has to kind of package that in a way.
He's working to be respectful to the mom.
Correct.
As he should.
Right.
But she's not respecting him. And respect is earned. Just because you're older doesn't mean you get respect.
I agree.
He wants to respect your role as his mother-in-law, the mother of his wife, who he loves.
Right.
But she's tripping.
Yes,
I agree. And don't forget, they do have a child. And right. We don't know the child's age, but how's the child being affected by all this?
No, I agree all that. I'm not saying he's at fault. I'm just saying there's another layer, I think, in that.
Mm-hmm. I imagine this guy's world is feeling, you know, like I you feel stuck here, you feel stuck there. It doesn't sound like he feels like he has the freedom in his home. And
correct. And that's nothing, a bad way to be.
There's nothing that he's told us that indicates he needs to improve this or that. So
right.
Just from the face of this letter, I imagine he feels very trapped and unseen and unheard.
Yes.
So he needs support.
Yes, he needs support. And there's a little bit of a...
He needs that support from his wife.
Right. Correct.
That so is what's his advice?
That's how you help.
I'm gonna stick with the previous advice I gave.
I agree. There's a lot of things to work on there. And I think it really starts with the conversation, like these difficult conversations to have and talking about it and the whole compromise and understanding. I was just trying to help him see that there may be another layer to it, but he's not wrong at all. And I empathize with him too. Again. This is a delicate thing.
You know, you said not wrong. I try to find the truth, the emotional truth, if you will.
Okay.
Which, by the way, emotional truth will feel like bullshit when someone's outright doing you wrong. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason why people take the approaches they take. So there's something going on for even the mother-in-law. There's something going on for his wife. There's something going on for him. The mother-in-law, I'm going to say, is just another symptom of the problem. But you two need to get on the same page. And the best route I'm going to tell you is for relationship counseling.
Yeah. Whatever that looks like, right? Like some people go to church, have the pastor do it, or they have a therapist. I'm going to say whatever that looks like.
I mean, I'm a therapist, so, you know, I'm going to advocate for therapy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say there's nothing wrong with going to your church for counseling. I do get a lot of couples who went to church counseling and they're like, no, that wasn't for them. But you know what? I don't know the other side.
Right. For some people, it does work. So I'm just saying, I think they just need to be in a space where they can discuss and have that third party perspective, mm-hmm. help them talk it through. Because there's no, like, to me, I don't think there's one way or the other to get, like, they're not supposed to give you the answer, right? Like, so if you're going to a therapist that's genuinely supposed to help the relationship, because there's some trash therapists too. or you're going to like a pastor or someone in the church. It's just really to help you two figure out what works for you.
I get the feeling people think it's that those can't work in tandem. So, for example, I am not a Christian counselor. People will write me and ask me that. And I would tell them it'd be disingenuous for me to tell you that I follow a certain set of principles in my life, which right. would most likely align with you. But am I going to give you scripture? No. But then I get a lot of referrals from my pastor.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, he vibes with it.
Yeah.
He sat down and talked with me and we've had several conversations about that. So it's the support that you need. That's the advice. Right.
That's because, just the only thing I wanted to add, the little caveat to that. Like some people just feel overwhelmed with therapy, right?
And well, I'm you know, saying, that, not to interrupt you, my love, but there's also relationship coaching.
Yes.
Where you can go to a professional like robertsawyer.co. That's robertsawyer.co, who's available for relationship coaching.
But I just, people may see something, may have access to resources that are not just this therapy thing. Yeah,
therapy's.
Right? So a lot of discussion about therapy, and I think some people are still, you know, not 100% on board with that, and they just may miss some opportunities.
They better get on board. No,
but no, I just wanted to.
Therapy is not the only way. It is, right. It is an option. It's not the only option.
Correct.
This one I read.
Oh, okay.
We're going to lighten it up just a little bit. I hope that was somewhat helpful for you.
Yeah,
and we do appreciate you writing
this. Good luck there.
This one is a little less serious. I read this one before.
Okay.
I'm going to let you read this one.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
I can't see.
It's light.
My friend and I were having a conversation about Zendaya. He mentioned how pretty she was in the movie Dune and said that he liked her head. Clearly, we have different associations assigned to the word head, and a lot of confusion ensued, followed by a somewhat heated but still civil debate. I've asked multiple friends, and they're somewhat evenly split on what head refers to in this context. So my question is, if someone said, I like your head, would you assume this refers the entire head, including the face, everything above the neck? Or specifically the head shape, the cranium or crown.
What's super wild is I read that and even hearing it, I read it like a month ago. And so even hearing it now, I'm thinking they're talking about something totally else.
I thought they were talking about something else.
Oh yeah, what you thought they were talking about?
Oh, okay.
So you like her head. Forgive us, because whoa. So is the head the cranium, the whole head, whole peanut head, or is it the face?
No, they said above the neck or just the cranium crown.
So the question is, if someone said, I like your head, would you assume this refers the entire head, including the face, everything above the neck, or specifically the head shape? I've never heard anybody say I like their head. That's weird. Well, I mean, family show. I have never heard anyone say that. I've heard things like you have an interesting head shape. I married a watermelon head.
I don't have a watermelon head. You called it like a pie, an apple. You call it like other things, but not a watermelon. You have more of a watermelon head.
My head is proportionate to my body.
But still, like, that's like a watermelon.
I have a big head.
I don't have a watermelon.
Proportionate to my body.
My head is proportionate to my body.
Regular hats can fit me. What's that, Gina?
All Gina right. didn't have a watermelon head either.
Okay. Whatever fruit makes you comfortable. I honestly I've never heard anyone say that. So if I heard someone say that, I would assume they meant something sexual. That's my real answer.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And if they clarify, no, I don't mean sexual, I mean their head, I'd be like, stop being weird, bro. Well, how about you?
Yeah, I just never heard that before. I don't know. What if you like the head shape or the head? I don't know. I don't even know how to say that. Because why wouldn't you just say your face? She's got a nice face. I like her face. I like her bone structure. I like her eyes.
Or maybe he was trying to be slick.
I like your head. I don't get that. But
would you assume this refers to the entire head, including the face, or specifically the head shape? Because if it was the shape, I would say, well, I like the shape of her head.
Yeah.
And if it was her face, I'd like the face. I've never complimented somebody on their ears. I've never complimented somebody on the top of their skull.
I don't know.
I don't want to be judgy. Just a little bit judgy. Like, stop being weird, bro.
I don't know. That's strange. The head. Okay.
All right. Thank you for writing us, though.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't give you a definitive answer there. Don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
We got more. Oh. More from the classmates.
Awesome.
We even have more after this, but you know what? This is going to be our last one for today. We got to save some for the other episodes. Keep y'all coming back.
Okay.
In our final Ask the Black Kids for today, the subject is, am I tripping? Hello, I'd love a third party opinion on a situation. Me and my wife have been together also 2 decades and marriage past 7 years. We have recently been on the outs because I'm hurt, feel disrespected, and she is now mad because I'm mad and not letting this go.
Mm.
She went out with friends one night and it was getting late. I hate her staying out too late because I just feel it's not a safe thing to do, especially when drinking. Mm. I checked her location and saw she was more than 30 minutes from home in an area she never goes. When I called and asked about it, she lied with zero hesitation.
Oh, no.
I asked again and she doubled down.
Oh, no.
She then proceeded to be at this location for over 2 hours.
Jeez.
I thought I was bugging. Maybe I'm not familiar with the area like I thought. I happened to be over that way and decided to check, and boom, confirmed she lied. When I confronted her, she said she doesn't remember, then said she lied to protect her friend's privacy,
what?
And then said, not sure what else I want to hear, but that's that. Now she's telling me I'm tripping for calling her out, and the lie ain't about me. It's about her friends, and I need to let it go.
She has
now barely spoken to me for over a month and wants me to just let it go. Am I tripping? Fuck no, you are not.
No, you're not. What is that?
Fuck no, you are not.
What is that? So you see, I have a problem with this for your friend. Like
who you married to?
Exactly. Like, I know in a previous or another episode, we talked about relationships and stuff, but like, still, like, to me, like, if you're gonna be married, like, there's like a married thing. There's like nothing that, like, I wouldn't tell you about. Like, there might be things I don't go into detail of it, right? You probably won't know all the details, but like, it's like you. Like, I can't wait to be like, ooh, babe, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that, like, if, like, that's your married thing, like, right? Like, I don't get that. Just one. Two, that there's no excuse for, like, lying to me. Mm-hmm. Right? Like I feel confident enough that whatever it is, how bad it is, we'll get through it. Mm-hmm. We may have, like, some bad times. It may make you upset. It may be unpleasant. But, like, I could not, like, lying to you, right? Mm-hmm. And then something as simple as to where you are. What? Mm-hmm. Like, what is that? Like, again, maybe I'm spoiled.
For sure. For sure.
Where I'm at.
Totes.
Like, totes spoiled. What is it? What is that? What does that mean? No, you're not tripping at all. I probably could go on, like, a long dissertation about all those reasons, but no, not tripping at all. Seems like you're not in sync, on the same page on, like, what that relationship, what your marriage relationship is, and what.
No, he sounds pretty clear, like he's on the right page. Well, and it sounds like she has now deviated from the page.
Correct.
And it sounds like she needs to adjust the page.
Correct. And y'all need to have a conversation about that.
Well, he can't have a conversation
because she's not talking.
Because here's the real issue here.
Okay.
The real issue to me isn't even just a lie. The issue to me is she's mad that you're mad at her behavior. The fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? So let's point out a few things. He was not, I don't want to just be like everyone else on the internet. She's cheating on that. He was not trusting her.
Right.
He, at least in the email,
appeared he had valid concerns.
And this world is crazy. You're staying out later than you said you would.
Yes.
You've been drinking. I just want to know you're okay.
Correct.
Y'all share locations for a reason. Again, I don't really fuck with all that, but you know what?
Yeah.
You do.
Right.
So just because I don't, it's good for your relationship. Keep doing it. So you share locations for a reason. You checked. You're concerned. And she lied.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. Because I have worked with people where privacy, where they stay. I for several years, I used to work infrequently at a domestic violence shelter. And it is hidden. You can't just find it on the internet. It's, you can find it through a service telling you where to go, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a check-in, all this kind of stuff. You can't just tell people where you are.
Right.
And for that, privacy is very, very, very...
That's fair.
That's of fair. The utmost importance.
That's fair.
With that said, this ain't that. So it's for her friend's privacy.
Okay.
So let's walk through the bullshit of this.
Okay.
Right? Here's the bullshit of it. Mm-hmm. Does she not believe her husband is safe?
Right.
Why would she need to keep her friend's location private from her husband?
Right. What y'all doing? What y'all doing?
I can see it. Don't put it on the internet.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
But why? But you're, what is the belief that your husband is going to go?
Right. But what you doing?
He doesn't know.
Correct. And wherever that is includes drinking. Like, so, like, that's, like, a still, like, yeah.
So he doesn't know this friend?
I don't
know. Who are these people?
It's just too many. To me, you always say, honey, that when something doesn't make sense, there's something wrong in there.
There's a reason why it doesn't make sense. She was there for over 2 hours. He's not familiar with the area. Let's just go through what he said. This is all we can go off of. We've been together over 20 years, married for the past 7. He does not know these friends. And you know what? That's I'm not even tripping on that. I sent you a picture yesterday when I was out at lunch. And you said, who's that?
Yeah. And I actually know the person.
Yeah, I mean, you've met.
You know, I've met them. I'm talking about, I know in context. Like, you've spoken about them. Yes.
So he does not know these people
because
he does not know where they are. He does not recognize the area. You've been gone for longer than I thought you would be. I know you're drinking. Listen to what he's written. He's not tripping on any of that. But you lied. And then you don't remember lying. And then
you got attitude.
And then you lied to protect their privacy.
And then you got attitude. Yeah.
Listen, unless it's Beyonce, she made your wife sign an NDA, in which case she should still tell you. What are we talking about here? There's something wrong with this story.
Yeah, I agree.
And so the biggest issue, she hasn't talked to him for a month.
Like, what is that? What the
fuck are we talking about?
What?
That's crazy.
That's insane.
So what is she mad about? She's mad about, why are you checking up on me? Okay. You could be more forthcoming. Doesn't sound like he was checking up on you. It sounds like he was concerned.
Correct.
So I don't want to be misunderstood. If he was like, who are you going with? No adult needs to go through all that.
Yeah.
But nothing in his email suggests that he was being controlling. Right. Nothing in his email suggests that he was trying to manipulate. Nothing in his email suggests that he is domineering. So what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
You are not tripping. She is tripping. And to be angry at me for being angry about how your behavior made me feel is ludicrous.
So no, not tripping.
What should he do?
Confirm her. They need to have a talk.
They definitely need to have a talk.
They need to have a discussion.
But it won't be a fair discussion.
No, it won't be.
He needs to just let it go. I was out for 2 hours, which is like, whatever.
You let it go. Oh, you're being okay.
No, that's what she said.
No. He needs that. They need to have a talk.
She has now barely spoken to me for over a month and wants me to just let it go.
No, it's not gonna let it go.
Don't let shit go, fam.
No. That's those little pebbles that turn into boulders. And that to me is already.
She says, I'm tripping for calling her out. And the lie isn't about me. It's about her friends.
Doesn't matter. You told
me. Lied to your the husband.
The friend didn't lie to the husband.
You lied to your husband.
No.
And so as a husband, what I would want to know is, okay, so you have to lie about your friend's location to me to protect their privacy. Who are you married to? Who is your loyalty to?
And why did you have to lie?
If I was a therapist, I would not say that. As the therapist, I would say, okay, did you communicate with your husband that you were going to a friend's house who really doesn't want anyone to have her location? Because you could have communicated that earlier on.
Yeah.
And also in that communication, hey, honey, I'm going to be gone from this time frame. Not a check-in. I do not check in with my wife.
Never.
My wife sure as hell don't check in with me. But there's a difference between, okay, honey, at 9 o'clock I'm gonna be here, at 9:30 I'm gonna be here. That's checking in. Yeah. I don't like that shit. But and there's a difference with, okay, honey, I'm going to the movies, I'm going to this theater, I'm gonna be gone around this time, might be a little longer. Or if I'm going out, you know, the other night I went out with a friend. It wasn't even night, it was like the evening. And I didn't know where we were going. And I just, hey, I'm gonna be home around this time.
Yeah.
There was no set thing. No. That's not checking in. But remember, here's the thing. I like her.
Yeah. And vice versa.
And to be mad.
I'm going to Target. I don't know when I'm coming back.
But to be mad that he's mad, that to me is emotionally manipulative.
No, that's what I'm telling you. That's
I saw a TikTok the other day, and the girl went on a first date. She had gone on like two or three dates with this guy, mm-hmm. right? And this is the first time she was going to his house.
Okay.
And she sent her location to her friends mm-hmm. to let them know where she is.
Yes, yes.
When the guy found out about that, he got mad. He said something to the effect of,
"That's suspect.
If I was going to do something to you, you wouldn't even be able to make it to the car before I did it."
Oh, no.
So to me, she needs to get
the hell out of there. She didn't have to talk to him no more.
Yeah.
That's over. That's a wrap.
But if you can't understand why a woman would let you know where she is.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even feel like saying woman. If you can't understand why anybody. In 2024.
Yeah.
These crazy motherfuckers out here.
Yeah.
Why someone would want to let someone else know where they are. That's weird.
That's strange.
That's something wrong with you.
No, you were thinking about something.
In that situation, right?
Yeah.
But now put that in reverse. I'm your husband and I can't be concerned about where you at. That's not checking in on you. That's not trying to control you. Yo, I care about you.
Correct.
And motherfuckers is crazy. How many times do I just text you, be safe?
Yes.
Be safe. Kendrick just dropped again. Be safe. Drake just put out another one. How many times do I tell you, be safe?
And if I go to an unsavory place, I kind of let you know too.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm going to be at this place here. You know, I mean, I'm a scary of most places. So. So that's an often thing.
Not tripping. Y'all need to have a conversation. And again, I don't want to sound like a broken record. It's just therapy isn't for everyone. But to have the third impartial person that can hear, not take sides, and try to give some guidance on how you two can fix it and work it out, mend it between yourselves, is invaluable. So if you have that, please, please, please utilize it. Now into the Reddit stories, where we're going to be unruly. And let me tell you right now, it's a lot. I try to always get a good mix of stories. I don't want to only do relationship stuff. So let's start it off with some, with two that are not about relationships.
Okay, let's go.
Am I the asshole for refusing to add a charity to the list of places people can donate in lieu of flowers? I have a friend who thinks I'm being an asshole for refusing to compromise and more friends backing her up. No, we are all in our 20s. This happened recently. My sister Eliza died suddenly in March. She was in an accident. That's all I'm going to say. My family is big on giving back to the community. So, for her funeral, in lieu of flowers, we asked that people donate to a charity in Eliza's honor. She was a huge animal lover. She was involved in animal rights causes like conservation and banning animal testing, and volunteered and fostered pets for adoption. So the charities we chose were for the animal welfare, example, ASPCA or Best Friends Animal Society. One of my best friends, not Eliza's friend, didn't think this was good enough. She wanted to donate to another charity for a cause that's been in the news a lot lately. Let's say trans rights, which is notable and important, but it wasn't Eliza. If she had money, it's going towards saving endangered orangutans or feeding homeless cats. My friend Pat got hissy with me. She said she didn't want to waste money on someone who isn't going to notice and would rather her paycheck goes to something that will actually make a difference.
Oh, no.
I told her no because the donations are for Eliza, not her. Huh. I'm not budging on this. Of course, Pat took to social media to paint me out as a villain. Our other friends think that I should have made an exception to Pat and let her donate to the other charity.
What?
I still said no because it feels gross. Pat donating somewhere else isn't about Eliza. It's just right. An excuse for her to virtue signal. Anyway, the funeral was a few weeks ago and things are still tense between me and the people. I'm doubting our friendship. Am I the asshole?
No, I don't think you're an asshole. If you want to donate to a charity, donate to charity all you want to, but it's not on behalf of my sister. My sister didn't like that.
This is the dumbest shit in the world. Are we going to ignore that her sister just died?
Correct. Why does she even care about this? Well, I mean, she's probably looking on them for.
So why are they? If you want to, you can donate anytime you want.
Correct. Why you got to use the sister for it?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't really understand what's going on. I don't understand the discussion.
Because it's virtue signaling. That's all it is. Every show I'm
explaining. What is virtue sick?
Virtue. It's saying, look. I'm virtuous in this act that I'm now pretending to be virtuous in. But if the person was actually that virtuous, they would. You can donate weekly. You can donate monthly.
Whatever you want.
You can donate to any organization anytime you want. So why are you trying to use this when it's about my sister who you're not even friends with?
No.
So I'm gonna say, Pat's the asshole. Those group of friends are the asshole because you need support. I feel so sorry for your loss.
For your loss, yeah.
See, I don't even know you.
You're dealing with this bullshit.
And see how I can relate to your loss. I care about your loss.
Like, yeah, I don't even think you should be dealing with this right now.
The way I'm set up is, of course, I care about these things, but I can't care about everything in the world. So while I'm donating to charities that deal with children and trauma, children and access to clean water, women and energy, the Trevor organization, while I'm donating to all these places, I hope there's someone that's focusing on the things that I'm not focusing on because I'm one person. Why are you trying to put your issue onto Eliza? That wasn't Eliza. Give respect to your friend. Love your friend. Be there for your friend. If you don't want to donate, don't donate. Stop being a dick.
Like, why argue about what organization to donate to? Because you didn't have to buy flowers or anything. I think the friend needs you there. Just lost her sister. So original poster, I wouldn't even consume myself with this stuff. And if real friends are real friends, this wouldn't even be a discussion topic at this point.
Big facts.
Like, what?
We're going to keep it moving.
Yes, please.
In our next story.
Am I the asshole for taking back a gift after I learned the birthday person would not be the one using it? My daughter, Jenny, 13, has a best friend, Morgan, nearly 13. The two of them spend a lot of time together at our place. I do not know Morgan's mother very well, as Jenny doesn't often go to their house. This is mainly because Morgan's house is a little chaotic. She has four siblings. Jenny is an only child, and Morgan has said she likes the quiet. Morgan has done a lot of stuff with us. I occasionally enter radio online competitions and will win tickets to certain local events.
When I won 4 tickets to a concert last year, Jenny and I brought Morgan along with one other friend. We all had a blast.
Okay.
Recently, I won another pair of tickets to a concert that I plan to attend with Jenny. A few days later, I was told about a work trip that I have to take that falls the same weekend. Jenny usually comes with me. So Jenny suggested we give the tickets to Morgan for her birthday. She could either go with another friend or her mom.
Okay.
I checked with Morgan's mom before we mentioned this to Morgan, and she said that was fine. Last night, Morgan was at our house, and she seemed upset. When I asked why, she said her mom was taking her brother to the concert because her brother has never been to a concert before. I asked if Morgan's brother even liked the band, and Morgan said no. It was just the principle of the matter. Morgan and her other 3 siblings have been to concerts. He hasn't, and since they can't afford stuff like this, he gets to go. I found this unfair and honestly a waste of tickets. I called Morgan's mom to double-check the story, and she confirmed it all, including her 11-year-old son barely knowing anything about the band. I said, I'm sorry, but I don't feel right giving these as a birthday gift anymore, as these were for Morgan. I said, we give them to Jenny and Morgan's other friend, who I knows like the band, and we'll get Morgan something else for her birthday. Morgan is fine with this. Morgan's mom is pissed and says, I'm trying to tell her how to parent.
No, you're not.
I don't think I am, because if a different friend gave Morgan the tickets and it was the same result, as shitty as I'd find her mom doing this, I wouldn't say anything, as that's not my business. As I'm giving the tickets, I want them to go to Morgan. I'd always maybe feel different if the brother loved the band too, but since he isn't, I don't want to give them. So here I am wondering if I'm being an ass here.
No, you're not.
No, not at all.
Easily. He's not the asshole. Not the asshole is Morgan's mom.
It's Morgan's mom. Morgan's mom's off the chain.
You're not telling her how to parent. You're telling her how you parent.
Yeah.
And how you parent is, yeah. I'm not giving you these tickets.
No, it's not even about parenting. I didn't get the tickets for you. I get the tickets for Morgan. Morgan can't go, then let me get it to somebody else. It's nothing to do with parenting. Parenting is not even a factor here. The tickets for Morgan.
When you loan someone money, when you give someone a gift, you don't get to dictate how they use it. However, original poster did not give them yet.
No.
Do you remember the story that we did a while back? Your old boy bought tickets for his girlfriend.
Oh, to Taylor Swift concert.
Come to Taylor Swift. I want to say he was somewhere in Asia. I'm really not sure where he was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she bragged to everyone how she was going, yep. And then told him, look, I'm dumping you.
Yeah.
When we're done.
Yeah. See, we can have fun, but we...
He'd already... Yeah, player. That's what you said. He'd already given her the tickets.
Yeah.
Some people said he was an asshole for canceling everything. I disagree, but whatever.
I disagree.
But see, original poster didn't give anything.
No.
I intended to give this to you.
Correct.
You let me know about your shenanigans and your fuckery, and now I don't want to give it to you.
Yeah. That's my right.
That's my right.
Yeah. So what? Be pissed.
Well, we can't afford it. That sounds like a personal problem in your home.
Yeah.
In my home.
And 11 years old? There's time for him to go to a concert another time.
Why would he even want to go to a concert?
What, 11-year-old?
No, that he doesn't even like the band.
Yeah.
It's that dumb shit.
That's dumb. I don't even know. Uh-uh.
The thing that strikes me as odd is that the mom wants to play victim.
Yeah.
And you know what? That shouldn't strike me as odd. A lot of people want to play victim.
Yeah, she probably wanted these stories anyway. So why did Morgan at their house all the time?
You know, parents can be toxic.
For sure.
You know what else can be toxic?
I already know. Do it for me.
Some of these stories we read.
No. Do it for me.
What do you want me to do?
Toxic confessions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, Robert, can you do something for me? All right. I'll get into it.
No. What time is it?
Oh, you want the time?
No. What time is it?
It's only black kids in the class time.
No. Tell me. What are you about to say?
I'm going to read. You see it right here. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
So, let's read our first toxic confession.
There we go.
You know, someone told me I need to let you read some of these stories because they're too sus. So I'm going to let you read this first one.
No, I don't need to read
this. Read that first one.
I was boning this dude, and as I'm screwing him, I look down and see little shit particles on the condom.
Whoa.
So I just stopped and we jerked off. He's been trying to link ever since, but I ain't really with it. Should I tell him or no?
You're lost. And I know why you're lost. Why are you lost?
I don't want to understand.
You're lost because you have a heteronormative lens.
No, I.
And you assumed it was a woman having sex with a man the second it said I was boning a dude. This is one guy.
Maybe one.
Having sex with another guy.
No, but still the whole thing is nothing. Never mind.
I think if you're interested in this gentleman, you need to explain to them some hygiene for sex and things that can be done to clean it out. And if you're not interested, just keep it moving.
Yeah. Let's just do that.
I like when you read, but you read it so
squirrely. It's like I barely see it. It's very small. I can't see. You could just go like that, babe. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, you can. I was at this ninja's house for the first time, trying to hold in my fart, and damn near sharted myself when he left the room. Luckily, he didn't smell it when he came back. Toxic confessions.
That's funny.
My short ass was a tall girl who picked me up and chokeslammed me.
Oh.
Felt like a bitch, but going back to her crib today. You know, we read one of these before. And you laughed. And I said, why are you laughing? It's domestic violence. But this doesn't sound like domestic violence.
No, he liked that.
This sounds like his kink.
Yeah. That's
We're not going to yuck your yum. We do not yuck your yum.
Yeah, have fun.
Get a safe word. I'm kind of upset my boyfriend of 2 years is planning a trip to the beach for his birthday. And I'm not invited. Just his male friends. Sounds sketchy, right?
Not necessarily.
How does he plan to celebrate his birthday with you?
Yeah.
Nah, it's sketchy, though. It's sketchy. I'm not going to lie.
I don't see it sketchy.
I just don't understand why stroke sessions with your bros is looked so down upon. I mean, we all do it. Why not together?
What? Huh? I don't want to know either. Nope. I'm good.
I'm a therapist, so I'm going to keep it therapeutic. He's talking about...
I know.
Group.
Masturbation. I got it. I got it.
You do it. I do it. Why don't we do it together?
That's okay.
This is the thing that people do.
Nope. I'm good.
Babe.
Put me back in my bubble.
Babe.
In my bubble. In the bubble. Back in my bubble.
The only time I pull guys I'm attracted to is when I have weave in. Don't let me wear my fro or a puffball. You all want the fake stuff, and I'm over it. I promise you that's not the truth. These girls with locks, these girls are froze, these bald-headed women, they be pulling, man.
I don't know.
You ever have any problems pulling?
No.
See? You ever had a weave?
I just had braids, remember?
Okay. I'm already trapped. But before that, did you ever?
Never.
And you got a man. Okay.
Never.
Oh, one more toxic confession. It seems the man I'm interested in is intimidated by my looks and my powerful job title. I'm a manager at a Popeyes, and he works in the kitchen. How do I let him know it's okay to approach his boss? Stop trying to set him up, because it's actually not okay for him to approach
his
boss.
It's not okay.
And why don't you make the move, since you're so powerful?
I wouldn't, yeah. Mm-mm.
Just a thought.
Okay.
Ralphie and I have been hooking up for years. He's my soulmate, although our timing is off. He's married and I'm waiting on the day they divorce. I hid in the dirty clothes hamper one time when his wife came home, just to protect him. I had to listen to her give him top, and she forced herself on him. Strange, but I was comforted hearing that he didn't really want to have sex with her.
Oh.
I listened to them when a third woman entered the room.
Uh-oh.
The third woman was another side chick who pulled a gun on Ralphie.
Oh.
When he said, baby, don't shoot me. I escaped from the hamper and ran out.
Oh, no.
The gunwoman was surprised to see me, and Ralphie took her weapon and called the police. His wife divorced him after that.
Okay.
Ralphie says he's too traumatized for a relationship with me, but he's living with yet another female. He's mine. I saved his life. How to make him commit to me? These shits are fake.
No, that has to be. That has to be some kind of made up thing.
That's ChatGPT.
That's ChatGPT.
Yeah, let's not even honor that shit. That's wild.
That's wild.
I have a part-time job, and I go to school. I inherited my grandmother's almost abandoned home and moved in. The neighbor's husband cuts the grass, and I began an affair with him. Mm. My first time with a white guy. He said he would make small repairs to the house for free.
Oh.
I fell for him hard, and his wife, she's black like me, didn't seem to care that he was fixing the house with me all the time. I asked him to leave her because I was tired of sharing. He said he would. He said he would get an attorney. So he, his wife, and his attorney met with me to tell me that they've taken care of my grandmother's house for so long that the land was legally theirs.
Oh!
Adverse possession law. And that I needed to start paying $900 a month for rent. I feel like he just used me to take my property. But he says his wife made him do it.
Wow.
And that he will leave her. For the first time, he said he loved me. But he also wanted... But he also warned me not to fall behind on my rent. Oh. I feel like he's sending mixed messages.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what to do. Advice?
Oh, you got played. You got played.
I actually don't think this one is ChatGPT.
You need to get you an attorney. What kind of shit is that?
I don't know about this law they're talking about. It sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I took care of it. Someone can mow your lawn for a billion years. About that. They don't then own your house.
Yeah. I bet you she signed some too. I bet you. I bet you she did.
I think she's dickmatized.
Yes, that's what it is.
And she's listening to whatever
that's what he was
Vanilla
in there
Chocolate
for.
Says.
She's in there. Oh, no. I'm not taking your house. Make sure you pay your rent.
I can't believe my wife is making you do that. Hey, you got the rent money?
You got the rent?
Yeah. Okay. Top. Oh, my God. What are we doing? What these stories are. How many more you want, babe? I can do this all day. Nah, I got one more. You always want to stop. See how she always wants to end the party?
One more.
Work story. This dude at work broke up with his girlfriend. She's kind of big from his words, but cute and extremely nice. She has 3 cars and let him use one since he doesn't have one at the moment. She gave him $200 to $300 every 2 weeks to buy groceries for his 2 kids. Mm. He recently received full custody of them. She kept them if he wanted or needed to go somewhere. Here's where it gets to going downhill. He said they were eating a spaghetti dinner. She kissed him, but had a little salt and sauce on her lips. He told her that was nasty and broke up with her.
Oh.
Yesterday, she came to the work parking lot with her parents and said, give the car back or she was calling the police. She had been asking for it back for the last week, but he didn't return it because he'd be stranded. So, of course, he had no choice but to return it and had to find a way home. Now come to find out this morning, he has moved a chick into his house that is currently on the halfway house rehab program.
Oh, my gosh.
I personally
gosh.
Don't know her, but I know she has nubs for teeth because of drugs.
Oh, my
gosh. So in
gosh.
Summary, he left an excellent woman with her own everything that was helping him out in all ways for an ex-addict who has no car, no extra money for anything of need, and no teeth. I'm not understanding the logic behind this one, but I'm just a bystander.
Yeah.
But I'm smart enough to know, get me a car before I break up with the woman that was providing me one for free. She only asked that he go to church with her on Sundays. I would have been amening as soon as the sun came up. For context, they're not black. Bad decisions galore.
What is she? She's sitting on the porch, just like talking all the stuff that's going on.
Oh, that's a man that posted that.
That's like 227.
That's who posted it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times people assume. I'm glad he cleared up for context they're not black.
Yeah.
Yo, we read things. I see online people are like, oh, why black people always got to. Fam, just because we're black doesn't mean these people are like, what are you talking about? Again, our podcast is for everyone.
Everybody.
There's fucked up people of all races, genders, creeds, colors, everything.
Right. I mean, he got the lowdown of everything that's going on.
Like, here it go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, here it go. But people do talk too much.
They do. They talk a lot.
The dude probably comes to work. Man, can you believe that just because I got this girl with nubs for teeth?
Wild.
The logic, there is no logic.
That's a bad human.
He's
That's a bad human.
He's off that bullshit.
Bad human.
I told you this episode was a lot.
Yeah.
I'm most appreciative that I got to do this one with my buddy. Hey. I also greatly appreciate all the Ask the Black Kids submissions. So
yes,
I'm gonna ask
keep
one more
coming.
Time. Send us some more. We should probably say this in the beginning. If you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple, Google, apparently, please give us that 5-star review. Write a comment about how you love it. On Spotify, every week when I put this up, I try to put a different poll and a question. Engage with us. Fuck with us on all the platforms. You could watch this story on YouTube, wait for us to clip it up on IG, put the same clip on YouTube again and on TikTok. And when we start going live, when we're dropping those reaction channels, on those reaction videos, we're dropping our movie reactions, which we've actually started recording.
Yes.
You don't leave me hanging?
I was trying to give you the other hand.
Oh my God. I'll always meet you halfway, baby. I'll always meet you halfway.
All right. Just making sure.
But don't be in no location for no many hours. We appreciate the engagement. We love it. Tap in, lock in, hit that subscribe, hit that bell. Let us know. Let YouTube know you can't wait till we drop again. All that stuff. I'll try to learn how to say this shorter. It's new for me. That's anything it. Other than bye you want to add?
No. Keep it coming.
And now?
Bye.
Adios.